за дальнім небосхилом, де громи ревуть, їдуть хлопці наші милі у далеку путь. Гей, 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 дорога дальня, гей, 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 сльоза прощальна покотилась дівчині з очей.
Opening our program tonight, Band Bells from Ukraine with Dobhe Shlyakh, The Long Path. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіоукраїнського коріння на радіостанції CHLY 101.7 FM у місті Нанаймо. З вами Павліна. Добрий день and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you here on CHLY 101.7 FM in Нанаймо. I'm your host, Павліна. On today's program, Gene Berezovsky of Ukraine War Amps will give us another update of the work that they're doing with Ukrainian veterans and defenders of Ukraine, as well as a special award they just received, one of many. As well, it is Passover time for our Jewish listeners. So we've got Ukrainian Jewish Heritage taking a look at how Ukraine's Jewish community is celebrating Passover this year. As well, the news from Ukraine, our usual proverb of the week, and other items of interest. And of course, great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, popular Ukrainian singer Max Barskich with Soldier.
Sleepless night. The hardest days, we still hold our ground. I guess I know what it will take to keep us safe and sound. People falling down like teardrops. Democracy and freedom have a high cost. But rise from the ground, we will stand tall. And I just came to realize I'm a soldier, no time to sleep. On the front line, protecting families. I'm a soldier, no tears to cry. Me and my people, we fight for life. We're soldiers in the freedom land. For the loved ones, we fight to the end. We're soldiers, we can't take our souls. Me and my people, we fight for our home. Me and my fight for our home. Me and my people, we fight for our People are gone, but they went with pride, defending our homes and protecting lives. Through the smoke and dust, we always charged ahead with weapons in hand. Yeah, we battle for peace, for a future bright. In the hardest day, we fight for life. Our scars are deep, but our spirits soar. We still stand tall. I'm a soldier, no time to sleep. On the front line, protecting families. I'm a soldier, no tears to cry. Me and my people, we fight for life. We're soldiers in a freedom land. For the loved ones, we fight to the end. We're soldiers, we can't take our souls. Me and my people, we fight for our home. Me and my people, we fight for our home. Me and my people, we fight for our home.
This is Anton Lysenko for Nash Volos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Don't miss our in-depth interviews on the Nash Volos YouTube channel with Canadian and Ukrainian politicians, experts and artists. Find the link in the podcast show notes or simply search Nash Volos Ukrainian Roots Radio on YouTube. Enhance your Ukrainian culture journey with Nash Volos.
Another popular contemporary Ukrainian singer, Jerry Heil, with Kozatskomu Rodu, Kozak Nation. Ukraine War Amps is a Toronto-based nonprofit organization that has been helping wounded Ukrainian veterans and the families of the fallen in Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine since 2014. Jean Berezovsky of Ukraine War Amps has been keeping us here at Nash Volos updated on their various campaigns to help Ukrainian defenders and survivors of this brutal war. Jean joins us now by phone from Toronto to tell us about their latest campaign and how you can help, and also about a special recognition they recently received for their work. Jean, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Gene, since we last spoke back in January, you and John and all the volunteers at Ukraine War Amps have been working nonstop, as you have for the last 10 years. At last January, you told us about your campaign to buy shoes for children in need in Mariinka and Slovyansk. Can you give us an update on that and then tell us about your latest campaign?
Thank you for your question. First of all, it's actually an honor for me to be here with you guys and talking about our campaigns. And back in the winter, it was our second campaign. The first one was in the fall 2023. And in the winter 2024, we collected funds and we purchased shoes for elderly people and children evacuated from the front line, cities like or towns like Mariinka, for example. And the campaign was a success. It full time we supported about 450 children.
Oh.
In winter time, we been able to purchase shoes for about 300 people. So that's for us, it's a very, very good outcome, and a lot of people been helped. And it's also important to understand those people we are helping to. It's not like you and me sitting in their homes and just waiting for shoes to arrive. Those people who are refugees, internal refugees, who left their homes with one small backpack, you know, like if you go on a plane with carry-on, that's the maximum size. If they were lucky, if they had time and ability to pack it up.
Yeah.
But many of them were rescued from their basement, and there was nothing left on the first and second floors, for instance. So those are people who actually live all over Ukraine nowadays, and you know, like those who lived in a village, they kissed their cows, they said farewell to all their chicken and stuff, and so they actually left without any. I just want to, you know, just a little bit bring the picture in. It's not just like I can get a pair of shoes for Christmas. No, it's something more basic. It's essentially supplies that they don't have access to all this stuff. They also have no funds, essentially, too.
Yeah, imagine leaving your pets and your livestock and your whole home.
Our representative in Ukraine, Oksana, she's doing a great job. She's buying boxes and boxes. And also people we're helping to, we've been, you know, we are 10-year-old almost now by now, and we've been in touch with those people for years and years.
Mm.
So we help many of them, we help to evacuate. We ask other volunteers to go into basements and find these people and bring them out and evacuate into safety. So we have a long-lasting relationship, and that's how, essentially, we got down to this project for this need. And essentially, now we are in the spring, and we're trying to do the same type of work again.
Mm-hmm.
And our current campaign now for this month is we're trying to collect funds, and we're trying to assist again. Because we're talking mostly about children, you know, wintertime issues now, like Ukraine getting into summer and spring, so it's different. And price we are getting shoes at is very kind of symbolic. It's $5 to $7. So essentially, you know, if anyone donate $20, it's probably 3-4 pairs of shoes.
Oh.
So they're just telling you that even a little support is very significant, and we usually pay in $5 going to Starbucks, you know.
Yeah, wow. So $50 donation will get 10 pairs of shoes?
Correct.
Wow.
Correct.
Okay.
Exactly.
That, wow. And is it what areas are you working in Ukraine?
As I mentioned to you, what happened I'm not sure you remember, in 2021, we organized a big Shevchenko reading to mark the 30th anniversary of Ukraine independence.
Yes.
And if you remember those days, which is actually 2.5 years ago, among contestors were kids from Mariinka, other parts of Ukraine, but a lot of them actually been from the Donbas, the Donetsk region, and Mariinka, for instance. So all these families, wherever left alive, were evacuated, and some even, you know, in Europe nowadays, but some spread all over Ukraine, mostly in Kyiv area and Zhytomyr area.
Mm-hmm.
But, and many of them eventually came back to Slovyansk and closer to their place of origin, because not everyone could find a good place to live in other parts of Ukraine. So some of them still in around Slovyansk or in Slovyansk. So we go in there, Oksana is going there and delivers the aid. But essentially, yeah, it's either east of Ukraine or Kyiv, Zhytomyr area.
Okay. Yeah, where all the tragedy and horrors are happening. Yeah.
And unfortunately, yeah, it's still a lot of people who actually live in that area in proximity to the front line.
Yeah. And they're in danger all the time. Yeah. Gene, it's wonderful what you're doing. You know, it seems like not very much, but I'm sure that it really means a lot to the people there. And you need shoes for sure. You've done so many other things, and you know, we don't have time to go into all of them now. Your work has not gone unnoticed by Ukraine's military and officials. You've just received a medal from the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, and it's not your first. So tell us about all that.
Yeah, it's not our first. It's our community has about 7 medals, and this recent one from Commander-in-Chief, and this is for, in Ukrainian, it said Sprianya Vitku, which is help or support for the army.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually to commemorate that part of work we do to help Ukrainian defenders.
Mm-hmm.
And we are doing, you know, one of our projects we always been doing. We called Ukraine War Amps, and we actually been helping to veterans of the war since 2014. So we are very connected to our defenders, and we used to help mostly wounded guys, but nowadays we also send in parcels of basic food to the front line. We actually do, you know, like I did myself. I went to Costco and I bought boxes and boxes of thermal socks.
Uh-huh.
And they are very warm, and that's what much needed. Every winter, every fall, we're doing that to ship it down to Ukraine. And, you know, our soldiers just lining up to get this stuff.
Wow.
And again, you can buy for $20... You buy like 5 pairs or 4 pairs of those winter socks, and
mm-hmm.
it's something that helping a whole lot. So we do stuff like that, and we always been helping. We are Ukraine WAMs after all, and you know, one of our most staple program is Adopt a Soldier.
Right. Yeah, you started out with that. And so these...
That's how we started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so this, you've got... this is your 8th medal or 7th medal?
I would say 7, yeah. Not mine. It belongs to our community, to everyone. It belongs, as I mentioned to you, it's yours and your listeners. We all took part in it, and we did it together. And I mean it.
Well, I'd like to thank all the listeners who have donated, all Nash Holos listeners who've donated to Ukraine War Amps and participated in your programs. It's very heartwarming to me personally to know that, you know, people have been touched by your story enough to help, and that they are making that connection with Ukrainian defenders. And it's just it really is heartwarming. So thank you to all the listeners for the donations that you've made. And I hate to ask again.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Yeah, and I hate to ask again, but they need to keep coming because there's still so much need over there.
Yeah, that's true. Unfortunately, war is going on, and our support is much needed. Unfortunately, the war is going on, but I would say we are fortunate and honored that we can, from comfort of our homes, we can still help.
Yeah, because sometimes you just feel so helpless. We're here, you know, in a gilded cage compared to, you know, people in Ukraine, and we wonder what can we do to help. And certainly this is, you know, $10, $15, $20, $100 donation will get tons of shoes to kids, food, all kinds of things that we take for granted here that are in plentiful supply. And, you know, energy is the whole energy infrastructure in Ukraine is being bombed out of existence, and it's quite dire over there. So, Jean, thank you so much for the work you're doing. And what else can we tell listeners? I guess tune into the Nash Holos YouTube channel. You'll see the medal. You're going to show Anton the medal that you received.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then you can put a face to a name here. Anton Lysenko of Victoria will be conducting an interview with Jean on YouTube. It'll be a video interview, so you'll be able to see Jean, see the some of the things that he's doing, some of the videos that he's recorded of people that Ukraine War Amps have helped, and all kinds of things. And he'll be speaking more in depth as well. So check out the Nash Holos YouTube channel. In the meantime, thank you, Jean, for joining us here to give us a brief update on what's going on. And again, how can people find you and help?
Ukraine War Amps. We are on Facebook with daily updates. Check it out. Ukraine War Amps. We have a page on Facebook. Daily updates. Instagram updating all the time. Ukraine War Amps. Twitter, Ukraine War Amps. If anyone want to write us an email, we are at ukrainewaramps@gmail.com. Ukrainewaramps altogether at gmail.com. And obviously, any donation towards the shoe campaign could be done through PayPal or e-transfer if you are in Canada. And just use our email as a beneficiary, ukrainewaramps@gmail.com.
Okay.
Website is as well, ukrainewaramps.ca for Canada.
ukrainewaramps.ca. Okay, thank you so much, Jean. Congratulations on the medals and on all the good and the good work that you're doing and the community that you're building in particular. You know, you've been just phenomenal at continuing to keep in touch with us here, keep us updated, and then just beyond, you know, on social media and everywhere. The community that you're creating, the connection you're creating with Canadians, Americans, and others with Ukraine, and creating a means for us to help. So thank you, Jean, for that.
Thank you, Paulette. Thank you, Nash Holos and listeners and community. That's really very important to voice out what we are doing, and your support is really heartwarming. Thank you, Polina, and Slava Ukraini.
Героям слава.
Ви слухаєте наш голос Радіо Українського коріння, котре подається вам на хвилі CHLY 101.7 FM у місті Нанаймо.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on CHLY 101.7 FM in Nanaimo. Up next, the wildly popular, wild and crazy group from Ukraine called Madheads is in Canada on tour and are coming to the West Coast. Anton Lysenko will be catching up with them for an interview on our Nash Holos YouTube channel, so make sure to check that out. In the meantime, here they are in collaboration with a group called Medial Banana, which is, they dub themselves as a reggae rock group from Bratislava in Slovakia. And here they are with a song that they've done in collaboration with many other groups because it is a universal theme. The song is called No More War.
Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace, happy the peace. Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace, happy the peace. Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace, happy the peace. Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace, happy the peace.
You must see man, you are no Rambo. If he take over control, madman in bank, I don't know. Lay down your arms and go home. Ram pa 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 me ra ta 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 ta. Why a pressure youth with the crazy set propaganda? Skrrr. Ra pa 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 pa. Until war a come, everybody is a top shatter.
United we are much stronger. Divided we are so weak. These days better be aware what you believe.
Say no more. We want no war. We want the peace, happy the peace. Say no more. We want no war. We want the peace, happy the peace.
Дуже любимо ми мир, ненависна нам війна. Мир у Європі, Україна вільна. Мир у Маріуполі, курортний сезон. Донецьк, футбол і повний стадіон. Буша, радісне місто, а в Криму лунає українська пісня. Буша, радісне місто, а в Криму лунає українська пісня.
Рам-па-па-пам, ра-та-та-та-та-та, зло прийшло до нас у хату, це не можна так лишати. Скр, ра-та-та-та-та-та, фільмі люди сильні, разом треба зло перемагати.
United we are much stronger. Divided we are so weak. These days better be aware what you believe.
Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace, happy in the east. Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace, happy in the east.
And there no peace in the family, there no peace in the land. Forget your quarrels, now we have to stand as one. We feel fine, the oppressor, cause they no place to run. We want to see the future, feel with a tongue with sun.
Ram pa pa pa, me ra pa 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 pa.
We feel win this higher war like nothing else a matter.
Skrrr.
Ra pa 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 pa. Everybody a go suffer cause of the bank of granddada.
United we are much stronger. United
we are much stronger.
Divided we are so weak. These days better be aware what you believe.
Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace, happy in the east. Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace, happy in the east. Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace, happy in the east. Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace, happy in the east.
No more war. Say no war. No more.
This is Anton Lysenko for Nash Volos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Don't miss our new in-depth interview with the expert in foreign policy Oleksandr Kraev. Together we'll discuss the security assistance deal that Canada recently signed with Ukraine. The full version of the interview in English language you can find on the YouTube channel Ukrainian Roots Radio Nash Volos.
And now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, discovering unknown and untold stories from the past and present of Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage. Passover commemorates the exodus of Jews from Egypt over 3,000 years ago. The timeless and universal message of this holiday is that slaves can go free and the future can be better than the present. Passover, or Pesach, as it is called in Hebrew, is truly a festival of freedom. Passover begins in the middle of the Hebrew month of Nisan, the first month on the Jewish liturgical calendar. It lasts for 7 days in Israel, 8 in the diaspora. On the Gregorian calendar, Passover generally corresponds with late March or early April. This year, 2024, Passover began on Monday, April 22nd at sundown and ends at sundown on April 30th. Passover is also known as the Feast of Unleavened Bread. In preparing for Pesach, Jews clean their homes and vehicles, removing every trace of leaven, or chametz in Hebrew. This act symbolizes the haste with which the Jews left Egypt. They did not even have time to let the bread rise. The eating of unleavened bread, called matzah, during this time, carries very important symbolism for Jews. The scrupulous ritual avoidance of impurity, symbolized by leavening, helps them to observe the proper spirit of this festival. In the 20th century, Jews in the former Soviet Union considered living in the Soviet Empire of Evil the same as living in slavery in Egypt. In Soviet Ukraine, as elsewhere in the Soviet Union, it was extremely difficult, even dangerous, to keep kosher. One of the biggest challenges for Soviet Jews was buying matzo for Passover. Initially, the Soviet state tolerated the baking and selling of matzo, but as religious repression grew, that tolerance didn't last. Afraid of being caught by the KGB buying the forbidden matzo, Jews began to establish secret matzo bakeries in private homes. Hand-built brick ovens, heated by wood, operated during the night. Every morning the ovens were thoroughly cleaned to remove any evidence of matzo baking from suspicious KGB eyes. The distribution of matzo was equally dangerous. It was not unheard of for Jews to be arrested and sentenced to hard labor in prison camps for the crime of baking or transporting matzo. Even in the last years of communism, during Glasnost, matzo was still packed in cartons labeled as butter or other food products to disguise them during transport. Pesach is one of the most important holidays for religious Jews, and even for less observant Jews. So in Soviet Ukraine, Jews observed Passover as best they could, very carefully. For example, the first and second Pesach seders, or dinners, were for families only. No strangers were ever invited for fear of inadvertently letting in a KGB informer. To do so was to risk prison or worse. After the collapse of communism, life improved considerably for Jews in Ukraine, although there has been some reversal in those improvements in recent years. Since 2014, Russia's war on Ukraine has brought extreme hardship to Jews and non-Jews alike, now more than ever. COVID-19 added to those difficulties, providing poignant parallels to the privations endured by generations of Jews who lived in previous repressive eras. This year, few of Ukraine's Jews imagined that they would mark their Passover Festival of Freedom for the third year in a row amidst the hardship of war, including the threat of power blackouts due to Russia's incessant bombing of Ukraine's civilian infrastructure. Yet, they are determined to keep one of Judaism's most sacred traditions alive under siege. Many Jews in Ukraine will undoubtedly spend Passover in shelters. Still, Chabad rabbis plan to hold public seders in Ukraine's 41 biggest cities, which are expected to draw 20,000 Jews. Generators will keep the lights on for Seder night in case of a power shortage. Crates of ritual Passover foods are being distributed at points near major synagogues. Children in Jewish communities have been participating in matzah baking sessions at Jewish schools. President Volodymyr Zelensky paid a historic visit to a Jewish school in Kyiv, located in a bomb shelter, for a model Passover Seder. There, the students told the president about the rituals and significance of Passover and shared their personal war stories. The chair of the Federation of Jewish Communities of Ukraine, Rabbi Meir Stambler, gave Zelensky a copy of the first Passover Haggadah translated into Ukrainian. The Haggadah is a liturgical guidebook for the Passover Seder meal. It contains ancient texts dating back to biblical times and the Talmudic era. The new Ukrainian language translation symbolizes the efforts of many Ukrainian Jews to switch from Russian to the state language as an act of national affirmation and defiance against Russia. It also contains prayers for the Ukrainian army and memories from the Soviet era when baking matzo was forbidden. President Zelensky drew a historical parallel between ancient Egypt and modern Russia. He praised the Chabad rabbis and emissaries who refused to leave Ukraine after the start of the war, thanking them and the entire Jewish community for supporting Ukraine in the fight for freedom. Despite celebrating in shelters due to war, he expressed hope for miracles in Ukraine and in Israel, a reference perhaps to the cherished Passover Seder saying among Jews in the former Soviet Union, next year in Jerusalem. This saying was a powerful reminder of their connection to their heritage and their aspirations for a better tomorrow. This is Pavlina wishing our Jewish listeners a kosher and joyous Passover. Chag Pesach Sameach. And until next time, Shalom. Join us again soon for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land, tell Pharaoh to let my people
so as he could not stand, let my people go, till I said, go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land, tell Pharaoh, to let my people go. My people
go, go down, Moses, go. Let the people go, go, go down, Moses.
And a Ukrainian a cappella group called Brevis with a classic Passover song, Go Down, Moses, Vidpuste Narod. And earlier you heard Abigail's Hora, that was Jewish dancing in the woods for Passover. Okay, so we're going to switch gears completely now, bringing it back home to Canada and Edmonton. And here is Millennia, with a song from their most recent album, Bud Mo Hey, and kind of channeling the Beach Boys a little bit, Donna Donna Hey.
Як поїхав молдаван, ліс по дрова, по бур'ян, ой, дана, 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 гей. Бур'яну він не привіз, поламався в нього віз, ой, дана, 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 гей. Бур'яну він не привіз. Ось ой дана 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 гей. Вістуру молодець, ой дана, 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 гей. По дві гривні всім давав, всіх по черзі цілував, ой дана, 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 гей. По дві гривні всім давав, всіх по черзі цілував, ой дана, 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 гей. Голова, ой дана, 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 гей. Чоловік попав іде, ці гроші в руках несе, ой дана, 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 гей. Чоловік попав іде, ці гроші в руках несе, ой дана, 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 гей.
Ходи, Орисю, а грай на сопілиці. Ой, гойдріці, дріці, ой, гойдріці, дріці. Не ходи на лису гору, а грай на сопілиці. Ой, гойдріці, дріці, ой, гойдріці, дріці. Не ходи на лису гору, а грай на сопілиці. Бо на горі на листі туман над ярами, бо на горі на листі чорти з відьмаками. Ой, гойдріці, дріці, ой, гойдріці, дріці. Там шугає така нечисть, що гріхи дивитись. Ой, гойдріці, дріці, ой, гойдріці, дріці. Там шугає така нечисть, що гріхи дивитись. Чорнороги, круторогі, очі як лещата. Жінка в нього чорна жаба, бридка та вусата. Ой, гойдріці, дріці, ой, гойдріці, дріці. От такі жінки в цинцарстві гвайні молодиці. Ой, гойдріці, дріці, ой, гойдріці, дріці. От такі жінки в цинцарстві гвайні молодиці. Чорт зубатий та багатий хоче кльову дівку. Може їй платити златом та водить до шинку. Ой, гойдріці, дріці, ой, гойдріці, дріці. Не ходи, Орись, на гору, а чекай на приниця. Ой, гойдріці, дріці, ой, гойдріці, дріці. Не ходи, Орись, на гору, а чекай на принця. Лай, лай, ла, 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 ла.
The wildly popular group that's been around for quite a while now in Ukraine, Mandre, with Oresia. And now the latest news from Ukraine, courtesy the Kiev Independent, Ukraine's largest and fastest growing English language news organization. The death toll of a Russian missile attack on the city of Chernihiv on April 17th has risen to 18, the State Emergency Service reported. In total, 78 people, including 4 children, were confirmed injured as of the morning of April 18th. An 8-story building was destroyed in the attack. 4 high-rise buildings, a hospital, a higher education institution, and dozens of cars were damaged. Chernihiv Oblast was partially occupied at the beginning of Russia's full-scale war in February 2022. Russian forces withdrew in April 2022, but due to its proximity to the border, the region has been attacked since on a near-daily basis. The tendency of Russian troops to use munition with prohibited chemicals grows and has become systemic, and this tendency only grows, according to the command of Ukraine's support forces. Ukrainian forces recorded 371 cases of usage of munition containing prohibited chemicals in March, which is 90 cases more than during the previous month. In total, Russian troops have used munitions with chemicals, which are banned by the Chemical Weapons Convention, 1,412 times over the past year. The 1925 Geneva Protocol prohibits the use of chemical and biological weapons in war. The U.S. Senate passed a procedural vote to advance the long-awaited foreign aid bill on April 23rd, paving the way for the $60.8 billion package of aid for Ukraine. After months of political infighting and a deteriorating situation on the battlefield in Ukraine, the U.S. House of Representatives finally passed a crucial foreign aid package on April 20th. The process to pass the package in the Senate began on April 23rd. The procedural vote passed 80-19, ending the possibility of an extended debate on the essence of the bill. President Volodymyr Zelensky said that he was told by U.S. President Joe Biden on April 22nd that Biden plans to sign the aid bill as soon as it is approved by the Senate. Also on April 20th, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill that would allow the seizure and transfer of frozen Russian assets held in the U.S. to Ukraine. The measure will enable the executive branch to seize immobilized Russian assets and use them to help Ukraine's defense and recovery efforts. The Security Service of Ukraine, SBU, has detained a man in Kharkiv suspected of helping direct Russian aerial attacks on the base of an elite Ukrainian military unit. The SBU claimed the man had been recruited at the beginning of April via social media, where he had been posting anti-Ukraine content. He faces up to 8 years in prison. Since the beginning of its full-scale invasion on February 24, 2022, Russia has lost 461,060 troops in Ukraine, the General Staff of Ukraine's Armed Forces reported on April 23rd. According to the report, Russia has also lost 7,241 tanks, 13,916 armored fighting vehicles, 15,845 vehicles and fuel tanks, 11,765 artillery systems, 1,046 multiple launch rocket systems, 769 air defense systems, 348 airplanes, 325 helicopters, 9,407 drones, 26 ships and boats, and a submarine. And that's the news from Ukraine for today. Coming to you courtesy the Kiev Independent, Ukraine's largest and fastest growing English language news organization. For more up-to-date news stories as they happen, visit their website, kievindependent.com, and make sure to follow them on social media. To allow this independent Ukrainian news team to continue delivering you news from on the ground in Ukraine, please consider becoming a member at kievindependent.com.
Доброго дня. Сьогодні у нас в гостях Георгій Матвієв, відомий український бандурист і також композитор. Ми будемо говорити про бандуру.
Anton Lysenko spoke at length with Ukrainian bandura maestro Georgi Matvijev in Victoria, Check out the Nash Holos YouTube channel for the full interview in Ukrainian with English subtitles. Meanwhile, don't miss Georgi Matveyev's Ukrainian Bandura concert, Sunday, April 28th at St. Nicholas Ukrainian Hall, 1110 Caledonia Avenue at Cook Street in Victoria. Showtime is 4 p.m. Tickets are just $20 and half the proceeds will be donated to support Ukraine. You can find the link to purchase tickets on the YouTube interview and in the podcast show notes of this episode of Nash Holos. Or you can search for Georgi or St. Nicholas Ukrainian Catholic Church on Facebook. Нагадую, ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос», радіо нашого коріння на радіостанції CHLY 107 FM у місті Нанаймо. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час дому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим цими словами мудрості. Краще знати мало, чим багато, а не здало. And our proverb of the week translates as, it is better to know a little well than a lot poorly. And with that, we've come to the end of another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on CHLY 101.7 FM in Nanaimo. In between broadcasts, please stay in touch with us via our Facebook page, YouTube channel, and Instagram. For transcripts, audio archives, and a link to our podcast, visit our website, www.nashholos.com. And of course, you can also find Nash Holos on your favorite podcast app. And do check out the podcast show notes. That's where you'll find links that were mentioned in today's show. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and CHLY, thanks so much for listening. Till we meet again, do zusidici.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.